So next on our agenda, we were going to do a review of the activation. So Milena, you want to start that off?
We'll make this brief since we spent a lot of time with this. Just kind of go through quickly, just to bring it right into the present moment, the things that did occur during our three-day conference together. And as we've said many times already today, what a lot of things came in. So, of course, we began our conference with our procession into our new light crucible, and it was our first light conference in the new crucible. And what a magnificent venue, if you will, for us, and how it supported us in those energetics and kept those energetics moving throughout the conference. Jonah then talked a little bit about the significance of the 1111 portal. You know, what a vast portal opening that was, and those energetics that we were bringing in, and being the anniversary of the 1111, where the Christic Matrix was returned to the earth. And then we had talked a little bit and gave you some information about those plasma and toroidal fields. Very valuable information, and we will go into more depth, we hope, in our 2023 session about those things. And then we moved into the Friday afternoon session. And of course, going into that eighth dimensional field was a game changer. And as Archangel Michael said, and archangels, as they opened that gateway, walked us through that gateway, said, there is no going back. So we went and we met those luminous ones and that your own luminous being that you have a relationship with. And we received that eighth dimensional aspect of ourself that was placed into our luminous field. And we also received that eighth dimensional light template that we also carry in that luminous field. And so this sets in motion many, many things. So we're on one hand, we're building this fifth dimensional, our body into that fifth dimensional state. And we're still working in those fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. But now we've also now been given access to this eighth dimension. And this is like a whole nother, everything else we're doing is in this realm. But now with the eighth dimension, we now have this whole new realm we're entering into where everything is different, where all the frequencies and colors and sounds and everything. So yeah, so we've got a lot going on a lot of levels. So that pretty much, we also activated the 8-8 template on that Friday afternoon with the Syrian lions and with the luminous ones, and which again forever has changed that second triad. So and next year we'll go into hopefully a lot more, our plan right now is to go into a lot more detail about each one of these things, but that took us through Friday.
Okay. So next, we had, the Saturday morning, and that was, we talked about the, in the pre-conference, we had the activation of the sixth light packet and the ninth DNA strand. So we talked about that in the morning, and then we upgraded that activation to another level. And one of the things that stood out for me was that these strands of DNA that get activated, we've kind of just kind of, oh, well, yeah, that's good. We need another strand. But the significance of that and what it's doing to our physical body, the changes that those DNA strands are making in our physicality as well as in our consciousness. So that ninth strand of DNA that went along with that sixth light packet, which enhances that strand, helps the body function at a new level in that fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, and eliminate some of those separation anomalies that we have as we're separate from one another, we're separate from God. That's really not correct. So this ninth DNA strand was a really big deal. as well as this sixth flight packet. So the light body is now capable of drawing unlimited light streams from the quantum field. We never were able to do that before. That the light packets, the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, seventh light packets emanate from the quantum field. They're massive light configurations. And then we intertwine that with the eighth dimensional light and the light template that was brought through on Friday afternoon. So there was a lot going on, in upgrading all of those, the sixth light packet, the ninth strand of DNA, the ability to use the eighth dimensional, light template and bring that into our body. So it's, you know, there is a reason why a lot of us are experiencing body pain. It's not just that this body is aging. It's the body is changing, totally from a fallen, dense dimension into a more light-filled vehicle. So it was huge. Saturday afternoon, the council helped us activate the seventh light packet. So all of these things have a progression to them, and there's a prep that goes before the next thing is given. So this light packet is a very refined light packet, and it's greatly affected by the eighth dimensional light template in the heart center of the light body. The seventh light packet activates the 10th strand of DNA, and that strand relates to the soul-spirit unification. You know, we've talked about that for years and just assumed, well, yeah, soul-spirit operates as one. But there is a difference between mentally knowing it and energetically having that happen, and the wisdom that is carried in that soul-spirit unification that gets then transmitted not only into our body, into our unified field, but into our consciousness. The seventh light packet helps the light body have a direct influence on the physical body because the 10th strand of DNA activation. So that activation brings with it subtle energetic components of unity consciousness and aspects of wisdom. And it brings in another influx that affects the changes in the physical body. So these activations were powerful activations that affect the consciousness. They affect the energetic field, the unified field. They affect the light body. They affect the physical body. And then the council talked about the prism, how when we received that the very first time, it was in a fifth dimensional form. It's now been upgraded to a seventh dimensional state. But originally, and at some point, it'll be a 12th dimensional light prism with many more bells and whistles. But right now, we struggle to use just that fifth dimensional iteration and the upgrade as we move into that seventh dimensional sequence of those light prisms. And then we took the first iteration of the eighth dimensional light template into all parts of us. We began to weave the light template into the 10th strand of DNA. So a lot is happening in your physicality because of these DNA strand activations and these light packets. They're huge. And the fact that they relate to the soul spirit. And we have a whole new communication transmission that is taking place in the unified, through the unified field and those toroidal fields. The next thing we talked about on Saturday was the 12th dimensional light prism and how it affects the seed crystals. That was huge. It is composed of multiple sounds, not just, you know, basic ABC sounds, but multiple upon multiples. And they contribute to the manifestation of the creative energies within each individual. We were directed to draw the light prism into our third eye. And the light prism is now a seventh dimensional light prism. The ninth ray sound relates to the light prism and to the 888 codes that now reside in the second triad. The light prism activates another level of seed crystals in the brain. It brings the seed crystals to another octave of energetics from which to transmit creative light from the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. And the council asked us to move our attention to the seed crystals where the crystal clear, multidimensional diamond quadratic configuration is now forming over the chakras in the second triad. That is huge. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more of that. And that quadratic diamond that encompasses the entire head portion, all of the chakras in that part of your body are being upgraded tremendously. And it includes that temporal lobe where it's the recorder cell of everything that has ever occurred at that soul spirit level. And they talked extensively about the functioning of the lobes of the brain and how they were, you know, in third dimension, they function one way, but now they have multiple functions. And they function, the lobes have a spiritual function to them. And it affects the brain, the way the brain thinks and processes the complexity of what we are given now. When we alchemically change a human cell through the compression mechanism that is utilized in the second triad, everything that concerns the body and its consciousness changes. This is what's happening to you now. And it will continue to evolve and transpire in this downtime as you review, because there's a lot that you, little pieces and parts of this that you have forgotten or that you don't draw your attention to. They also told us that the seventh dimensional light prism is not limited by time or space, and it is permanently stationed in the center of the multidimensional diamond configuration. So that light prism operates in that second triad within that light diamond configuration, and it's constantly transmits to all the seed crystals. The council said that the light emanation that you're capable of transmitting has changed your ability to transmit light by tenfold. That's a lot. So it's no wonder when you just go places, like a a fair of some sort, and people start talking to you, and they're drawn to you. They're drawn to your light. And it's the same thing when we do our service project, when we transmit that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates. The way in which that gets transmitted is a lot different today than it was a year or two ago. We don't have to intend anything. We don't have to focus our intention on it. It's just who we are. We are a being of light, a spiritual creator being. So there was a lot in that Saturday session. So before I turn it back over to Milena, I want to talk about the Sunday morning, because that was a huge, huge session for me personally. And I'm sure that if you think about it, it was great for you too, because the council talked at length about who we were and that we have forgotten it. And they brought us to a point where we could retrieve some memory codes and to start remembering that. They gave us a little history lesson on the fall of our fall of consciousness and our many experiments and how they went askew, and that we had a fallen consciousness. They wanted us to remember that we are not only creators in form, but we are master creators of light. And they ask us to sit in that statement and just take it in and remember. They said that these memories stimulate and open us up to receive more fully the activations that had taken place in the first 2 days of the conference. And they told us when we are aware of a fuller spectrum of ourselves, we create reference points based on our original state of being. Now that's quite a change. Our original state of being. They then reviewed the activations that had been taken place in the first 2 days, which was very concise. So you will want to, I ask you to review those before the session. So to continue to refresh your memory in that. The Council of 12 and the Luminous Ones gifted us with the first imprint of our master light packet. And they told us that they will begin to imprint it in our unified field several times in many iterations. At this point, in this particular time sequence and in our state of consciousness, we cannot receive it totally at this time. That master light packet encompasses all the energetics of all the other light packets, the DNA strands, and upgrades it to a master level. And so that they will continually imprint that master light packet in our energetic field, in our light body, in our unified field, to prepare us for the day in which we'll be ready to receive that master light impact light packet, and the effect that it will have on all seven light packets. So, you know, there was so much given just in those 2 days that it makes you be in gratitude for what was given to us, because it was something that unfolded so easily, it seemed, and naturally, but has impacted us at such a level that is profound. So, Milena, do you want to talk about Sundays? That was another one that was a very profound session.
Well, I think every segment was quite full, and then each subsequent one built on what had come before. And so Friday and Saturday and Sunday morning then prepared the way for the Shi to return. So we began that session with a little bit of a look back in history of the last 35,000 years and what actually happened that occurred that brought us to the place where the sacred feminine had been devalued over time. And so I thought that was an interesting aspect. And just kind of give it some grounded information on what had happened to bring us to that point and how that had been lost. So then the Shi did return, and she came in on that aqua blue ray. And what a magnificent ray that is. It's that beautiful aqua shimmering blue filled with gold and platinum light. And she talked to us about various things. And then we did actually go to our pillars into the center of the earth. And we helped in bringing forth and bringing that ray into the Christic matrix, into the core of the earth, into the crystalline matrix. And we placed it to set beside the unity template. And that ray will influence the unity template itself. And this is something that will take time. It will, it flows, of course, in increments like everything else has done, but it, definitely is something that many of us have waited for a very, very long time to have that return to the earth. And the Shi assured us that template, that ray would never again be removed from the earth. So it's been a long time coming for most of us. And, we were able to draw from that template into our own unified field. And we did so through that eighth dimensional aspect of our Sacred Heart Center that now sits out in front of our field, in front of our body, through the opening of that eighth dimensional light template. So it was a very full 3 days. And we will be integrating this over the next year to 2 years, because it was so massive. And we look forward to building on all of these things into our 2023 session. And as we said somewhere earlier today, I feel like we're at this precipice of being able of stepping into this next giant leap on our ascension path. And it's really getting to be more and more exciting, I think, as we go along. And we look forward to our continued journey together. And Joan and I appreciate each one of you being part of this with us. And we will be ready to gear up in March. But before we leave you, I think the council wanted to come in and say a few words. So we'll give Joan just a second to get herself prepared, and let's receive the council. But again, thank each and every one of you for your participation, not only for today, but throughout this entire year. You know, each one of you are part of this. You are part of that stream of consciousness. It does not happen without you. So we thank you. But congratulate yourself as well.
Greetings, dear ones. We are the Council of 12. And we are present with you to close this last session of your year. You are in a state of achieving a level of consciousness that you have not had access to since the fall of consciousness. When you took on many human iterations through the eons and sequences of time, you had many limitations that were put upon you because of these various states of consciousness that you emanated in to human bodies and bodies of different types of matter. In this conference, you were required to begin to integrate massive holographic projections during the teaching sessions. You received many, many energetic upgrades that replaced the distorted programs that limited you tremendously through the many incarnations that were taken over eons of time. We desire now to assist you by giving you some encouragement to continue integrating the massive holographs that contain various creative light frequencies that will change you and have already changed you for eternity. Be kind to yourself as you slowly integrate these frequencies. Have no false expectations of exactly how many frequencies you need to integrate or how quickly you need to integrate them, but be in a space of just receiving, dear ones. This is a personal journey now, which is determined by your individual prime directive and any remaining distortions in the mental emotional body that still remain to be taken care of. And some of you are already discovering some of those. So be gentle, kind, loving to yourself. These holographs that you are now integrating contain certain massive light frequencies that are in various ranges, and they have never been given in this lifetime sequence. When you fall out of certain refined frequency ranges, pause and observe and regroup. Do not judge. Judging yourself or others does not help, but it hinders your progressions, as well as creates more distortion in your mental emotional body. The integration of these massive light frequencies will take you through next year and through the following year, and possibly beyond. Now, we would like to talk about your unified field that you created many years ago of your time when you were Master Kutumi first taught you about the triadic system. At that time, you only had three triads that were activated. We want you to know that is always a well-protected field of light energy because of the movement of this triadic system. And this movement has increased over the years. That spinning is continually spinning. And because of the continual Toroidal movement of the unified field. The field cannot be disturbed by distortions that you might think would cause an interference. This is because these negative creative distortions are not unified in light energies in any way, shape, or form. The current activations that you have received during this last year and in the 3 days of the Light Conference have catapulted you into a new level of consciousness. And we want you to understand that because you are now in a level of unity within your unified field. And you have achieved a level of mastery. The activation of the 8th, 9th, and 10th DNA strands was crucial to your present level of mastery and your ability to maintain certain light frequency levels. The unified field contributes to you greatly. It helps you to maintain a certain light frequency, regardless of what is going on in your outside world. You have reached a state in your development that certain negative programs cannot interfere with your state of being because there is no compatibility. There's no way that these outside influences can penetrate the unified field if you will practice being in it and keep it in play continually. You can, however, create your own disruptions by dipping into the workings of your rational mind or dropping into distorted versions of your belief system and your perceptions or your emotional reactions to those beliefs and perceptions. Remember, your mental emotional body is a very powerful creative energetic that creates form within form. You can and will create your own resistance to the pureness of your spirit that was created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. You are a very powerful creator being. Your unified field remains pure by moving and revitalizing itself continually. It spins around the field of your physical body in an extensive range. It spins inside of you through the center column of your body. It is a massive toroidal field of a spinning vortex that emanates from the creative realms from which you came. A lot has transpired in the last year of your time. The 6th and 7th dimensional light packets, as well as the activation of the 8th, 9th, and 10th strands of DNA will help you tremendously with your lingering perceptions and belief system. The negative imprints cannot exist any longer. The Earth was created as a 12th dimensional planet of light. All humans were created in that same light. There are only 2 more strands of DNA left to activate. And we draw your attention to that. You have come a long way with the activations that you have received. And continually master. These activations change you not only for this lifetime, but for eternity. The activations change you not only for this lifetime, but for eternity. We have repeated this so that you really comprehend now what we are telling you. The influence of the eighth dimensional light frequency and the eighth dimensional light template contribute extensively to these changes. These eighth dimensional light frequency exist in the outer ridges of your unified field. They never go away. They will influence the field continually. Each activation continually changes you. The eighth dimensional light template is a principle set of energetics that will assist you in transforming your third dimensional physical body into a stable fifth dimensional body. The eighth dimensional light template also provided access to the eighth dimensional sacred heart matrix of your light body. This sacred heart matrix sits in front of the sacred heart center of the light body, where it can be drawn from in any dimensional sequence that is of fifth dimension or above. This sacred heart matrix fills your entire unified field with magnificent Christed light. Take a deep breath. Let us sit together now in the magnificent light field that spins continually, reinforcing your Christed image, transmitting it into the earth and all humans that will receive it as it is given. The entire membership of our cosmic light temple vortex now begins to transmit under your leadership Christ's consciousness to the entire galaxy and all galaxies, star systems, and universes. A deep breath. We sit together and transmit massive Christed light that can be received in increments that are needed to enhance the light, but do not cause destruction. Let us sit in unison for a few minutes more before we close this year's sessions. Take a deep breath. Very present in this moment. We'd like to wish each and every one of you a blessed holiday season filled with love and light. Elena?
Blessings, everyone. Happy holidays. Look forward to seeing you all after the first of the year.
Blessings,
thank you,
everyone.
John, Malena, Kimberly, and everybody. Until the next gathering.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings. Happy
everyone.
Holidays.
Blessings, everyone.
Thank you.
Blessings.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And happy holidays, my friend. And I treasure every single moment, us to be together, to see the faces, to hear all the teachings, to feel the energy which palpable. And I'm just immense gratitude.
Oh. Been good the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. Brought two of them.
Aww.
Did one of them have problems? I think she just left one there for Michael.
Whatever.
Oh, and Susie put her pup up too.
Blessings, everyone.
Blessings. To see everybody.
Blessings.